Okay, Mr. Cohn, Baruch Hashem, I got you back up. later. Here, don't worry about it. Hakdama Shlishis, the third Hakdama. Okay, we're almost finished. Sheyesh Kitzra Yod, Sheyistamu Loi Chazyonis, V'lo Yireh Dover Borer. There are people who are prophets, but they're grade B. Okay, they're not from the A team. They're from the B team. There are people who are limited. They're limited in their clarity. Sheyesh Kitzra Yod, Sheyistamu Loi Chazyonis, V'lo Yireh Dover Borer. They have visions, but it's not clear. V'Novoya L'Inyan. Let's explain this. Omar ki achrei chayin shu achrei doros la'elu shehu b'moyz ha-Mashiach lo. He's not really explaining that's Vinovich. He will explain that in a few moments. All he says over here right now is once when the principle is not elaborating. There are prophets who are prophets. They see things. They say things. But what they say is lacking. There's something lacking in their prophecy. There is a lack of clarity. Now, with these three principles that we have laid out, principle number one, to review, is that there are only under normal circumstances, very few people are eligible to receive prophecy, and it's only in the situation where we have the Gedolei Yisrael, where we have unique individuals. Through them, the prophecy overflows to other people. Number two, the principle that we mentioned, that is the difference between a bachor and a nosui. And number three, this is not explaining, is that there are prophets which are half-baked. Half-baked prophets. So now, with that, now let's just run through this very quickly. Therefore, v'novel l'yin ki omar ki achrei chen shu achat ha-ribus ha-ilu shu b'moyz ha-mashiach lo yishofech shefa nivu'ihi el gedoyle ha-dor shal yodayeh chazoy nifratz l'shleimim shabador. Scary. In the time of Mashiach, principle number two is not going to be in operation. If you do find a very, very great person who has prophecy, it's not going to overflow. If you have a Moshe, you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Moshe Feinstein for that matter, or the Lubavitcher Rebbe, or any great person, it's not going to happen that it will overflow and give an ordinary person an opportunity to pick up some of the overflow. Ki im eshbech esruchi al kol basar. What do we mean? Better. It's going to be better because each person will merit his own unique channel. It will not be necessary for an ordinary person to pick up someone else's leftovers. You'll have your own channel to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kulam yu shleimim zakei ho echus. Each one will be of quality. Because the deficiencies that we have that prevent us from becoming prophets will be removed. Look at Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, it's not for nothing that Chazal say, Posku Zuhamoson. Now, what does that mean? I always thought it was cause and effect. Hashem revealed Himself to Klal. Hashem revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael. That caused our zuhama. Zuhama literally means filth.
Yeah.
That caused. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in Har Sinai, and we were there. We were cleansed. It's like we were purged. All of the spiritual, any impediment, any filth in our neshama that was present, it was purged due to the intensity of the moment. The Al Sheikh is saying it's Pumfakert, what I thought initially, that if we still had the Zuhamar Har Sinai, we would not have been able to receive the prophecy. We mekabel the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us a miracle before He revealed Himself to us. He took away the Zuhamar. That was the miracle of Har Sinai. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed, before all, the whole show, the whole event, Hashem cleansed us supernaturally from the Zuhama. When that happened, then Mimela, it was natural that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with us and give us the Torah.
What were the three preparatory days before
Kabbalah? So maybe you want to suggest that those three preparatory days were days where the Zuhama was removed. Not like we think. We think that, you know, the revelation purged the Zuhama. No. The Zuhama had to be removed first. And that's why then, that's why. So the same thing is going to repeat itself seven times that Moshiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove from us the Zuhama. And then the Mela, the Oz, V'nibu B'neichem, B'neichem U'nosechem, then they're going to prophesy the sons and daughters, V'hu Shalo Yikari Yikreim Ka'ola Al-Ruach Ha'imer, Ma Zehoye Leven Kish. Okay, that's a pause. That's a, people are not going to be surprised. People are going to be like, in the time of Shmuel, so Ben Kish was referring to Shaul, people were shocked. Gam Shaul Banavim? Could it be that Shaul, this kid that I know I used to play ball with, he's from the prophets? Could it really be? I'll tell you one little thing over here. We're out of time. It really blew my mind, this thing. I want to tell you something. It really made an impression upon me. I read the art scroll book on Zlatowicz, Mayor Zlatowicz. They wrote a beautiful, beautiful biography on Zlatowicz. Very, very fascinating. It's kedai to read. Very, very inspiring. And there at the end of the book, they told her a story. They told her that he was once with his wife. A lot of it is a very beautiful book. It's a very beautiful tribute to his wife. Very beautiful tribute, a lot of beautiful things about his wife, and he went to his wife for Shabbos. It says the name of the family, to Muncie. It was Muncie, and he spent Shabbos with the family many, many years ago, and he commented to his wife, you know, the children of this family that we spent Shabbos, they're really special. And he had young children at that time, and you know, they don't have and they don't have a television in their house. This family, the Balabais, they don't have a television. And he drew the gesundheit, he drew the connection that he sensed the reason why the children had this purity that he admired was because they didn't have a television. So he said to his wife, maybe it's a good idea we should take out the television. We have a television. Mayor Zlatowicz says, we have a television. This must have been when art school was still, you know, was going. Maybe it's a good idea that we should take out the television from the house. We should be zoicha. We should have children that are pure like these children. So his wife says, absolutely. And they came home. They didn't wait. They right away, they removed the television. Okay, it's a beautiful story. But to me, the beauty of the story is as follows. Look at this. Not embarrassed to admit that he had a television. He's not embarrassed. Here you have the person who is the founder of the art school revolution. Everything, the mamash, the Torah of Klal Yisrael, to a very large degree, is rooted in his success. And this story certainly took place when art school was already, from the impression you get, was already in full swing. He's not embarrassed. And they wrote this in the book because obviously he said the story over a lot of times. So it's from the context it appears that he said this a lot of times. So he it was public knowledge. So it's not Lashon Hara. And he's not embarrassed. And they're not embarrassed to say, I have a television in my home. And you know what? And I said, today most people would never reveal this. It may be a story. They took the television out of their house. But I'm a girl Hadar. Am I going to be Megala to you that I once upon a time had a television? Am I going to reveal today, by the way, today you know, this whole story is moot. Because today having the internet is probably infinitely worse. So the whole story is really moot. But before, in between the tkufa of television and internet, so then there was a very pure tkufa and Klal Yisrael. Yeah, compared to what it is today, it's a joke, right? Compared.
You just had television.
Yeah, exactly. Halavai, yeah. Right? But it's an amazing insight is that over here they're writing about Shaul ben Kish. Shaul, he's just a regular guy. Shaul, we used to watch television. We used to go to the movies. We used to go watch television together. We went to the movies together. And Shaul is a Navi? What's going on over here? Did you see this guy, Ben Kish, referring to Shaul? He's a Navi? He's sitting on the dais over there on the front with all the... He used to watch television with us. So it was a novelty. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that the Mosa Mashiach, it's not going to be a novelty. It's not going to be enough. V'hu shlo yikrim ka'ila al ruach oimer mazel ha'ilu benikish. Why? Shlo yichoshev shachachona me'av timashech. We have to go over this again tomorrow. It's late to explain how these three things. We'll pick up from over here tomorrow. Going how he takes these three ideas and he shows you the pshat in the pasuk over here. We've got different ideas. Can I ask you a favor? My thing is playing games.